doesn't know whether to rain or snow outside today, Mr. Lash.
I didn't understand.
I said doesn't know whether to rain or snow.
Oh, I haven't looked at it.
Yeah, it was raining a little bit, and then it turned into freezing rain. Oh, man. John chapter 6 this evening. Get on a little bit later. He had to run out to Urban Crest or something. He had to go run and do something tonight.
Yes. Yes.
How you doing this evening, Tanya?
Fine, and you?
Pretty good. Can wait till about 7:05. Well, just 2 more minutes and we're going to get started. My dad will be on a little bit later tonight. We'll be in John chapter 6.
Okay. Let me get my Bible and make me a cup of tea while I got 5 minutes.
All right.
Okay. Hold on. Come on. There.
I'm here.
Okay.
It's awful quiet at your house tonight.
Huh?
It's awful quiet at your house tonight. Hold on. Hello?
Julie, I'm getting Julie.
How you doing, Julie? Miss you at church Sunday. The number to call in, give me 1 second. I knew someone was going to ask that. It's 877-365-0920. 877-365-0920. And then enter in 100, buddy. All right. Oh, praise the Lord. Miss you at church, Julius. Where are we at?
Julius?
Yeah.
He said he missed you in church. Where was you at? I'll be there.
Yeah. See, we miss the people. We got all our people numbered at church. You don't show up to church, then. Oh, man.
That's true. What's up, Adam?
How you doing? Who's that?
Clarence.
Hi, Clarence. How you doing, Clarence?
Doing good, man.
Alright, 2 more minutes and we're going to go ahead and get started here. Try to wait till everybody gets online. We'll be in John chapter 6 this evening. Good evening, who just joined? Hi, Jenna.
Alright, I'm going to mute the phone and give it to my dad.
Alright. Alright.
Come on.
Okay. Mr. Lash, Tanya, Julian, and Clarence. We're going to have to get started. It's 7:08. We try to get started right about 7:05 every night. We'll be in John chapter John chapter 6. Last week, we got out of John chapter 5, praise the Lord. It was a really good Bible study. If any of y'all missed it, you can listen to it online at our new website address. It's settingfreechurch.com. Made it a little bit simpler for everybody to remember. It's just settingfreechurch.com is the new church website address. We put all the Bible studies on there that we have, so in case you do miss 1 week, you can go to the website and listen to it so that you don't miss anything in the Word. Let's go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I come to you in Jesus' name. Father God, Lord, we thank you for another week, Lord. We thank you for getting us safely through, Lord. We just want to give you all the glory and all the praise, Lord, for you are so wonderful. You keep us safely by your side every single day, Lord. We just want to thank you for giving us the mind to want to read your word. We want to thank you for giving us the mind to want to seek you and to get to know you better, Lord. We just want to give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And John chapter 6, we're going to find a couple things here. We're going to find one of the most familiar stories in the Bible where Jesus fed the 5,000. It's one of the only miracles that is actually recorded in all four of the Gospels. So you can find this miracle in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And we'll go ahead and begin in verse number 1. After these things, Jesus went over to the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and he sat there with the disciples, and the Passover, and a feast of the Jews was nigh. When Jesus had lifted up his eyes, he saw a great company unto him, and he saith unto Philip, When shall we buy bread that these may eat? And when he had said this to prove them, for he himself knew what he would do, Philip answered, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, every one of them that may take a little. In these particular verses here, we find the situation. Jesus' fame had grown. He had already done so many miracles. He had witnessed and he had talked with the Samaritan woman. He had healed the lame man. He had healed the sick, healed the multitudes, and all these people were beginning to flock to him. People were always around Jesus during his ministry because they knew that this was the Messiah, or they knew that this was a prophet or a great man of God. So we find in his ministry that more and more people would flock to him. And in this particular passage, there were thousands of people that were near Jesus. And in verse 3, I want you to understand how finicky people are when it comes to things of God. We learn that these people followed him in verse 2 because the miracles which he did on them that were diseased. So Jesus had literally healed the people that were following him in this particular context. He'd either, healed them of an infirmity or whatnot, but these people were ones that not only witnessed Christ's miracles, but were part of Christ's miracles. And it says Jesus went into a mountain where he sat with the disciples. And it was near the time of the Passover, the Feast of the Jews. But now he's looking and he sees all these people far, far away from their homes, and he asks the question, what are they going to eat? How are we going to feed these people? So sometimes, and this is only for our benefit, God turns to one of the disciples and says, Philip, how will we buy bread that these may eat? Now, the disciples were not rich. They weren't famous. They weren't driving around in Cadillacs and Mercedes-Benz. They had what they needed. So Christ knew he was getting ready to do a miracle, but sometimes God wants to see how we react when he tells us to do something. For instance, if God tells us to feed these people in ourselves, the first thing we do is look to our wallet. If you're looking at 5,000 people and Christ, God says, how are we going to buy bread for these people that they may eat? A denarius or a penny worth, was the a terminology for a denarius. Denarius was like a coin back in the Old Testament and New Testament time. Basically, what it was worth was about equal to 10 cows or 10 asses is how much a denarius was. So if you had 200 denarii, it would equal to about $20,000. So this is the amount of money it would have taken to probably feed these people. So Christ asked his disciples, how are we going to feed these people? God does not want us to ever look to what we can do in our own selves. God knows exactly what he can do. He just wants to see how we will learn. Now, his disciples had seen all sorts of miracles, but they didn't translate God's power over to physical needs. They had seen God raise the sick, heal the sick, open the blinded eyes, but for some reason, that's all they could believe God for. Sometimes Christians can only believe God to heal them, or sometimes Christians can only believe God to forgive them of sin. But to whatever level you can believe God for, to what level you'll receive miracles from God. Christ is here going to teach us to look to him for everything, whether it be finances, whether it be physical, whether it be spiritual, whether it be food, whether it be any need. He doesn't expect us to look to ourselves to provide that need, but he is the provider. He is the one that gives us what we need in life. So we are going to learn here that the disciples were always still thinking in their natural minds. They didn't necessarily grasp, but they were just to understand from all these spiritual experiences that they were to totally rely upon Christ. So we learn that Jesus asked the question, how will we buy bread that these may eat? God, again, wants to look to him for what we need, not what we can do in ourselves. Verse 8 says that one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there is a lad that has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. What are they among so many? Again, they're looking at how are they going to feed these people with what they have. God gives you what you don't have. If God ever gave you something that you had, it wouldn't be necessary. So again, the disciples are still looking like, man, we ain't got this kind of money. We don't have enough money to feed these people. There ain't no McDonald's around. There's no fast food or a homeless shelter or a soup kitchen. So they're looking and said, there's a little boy over here that's got 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are these among so many people? Meaning that what they had was not enough for what they think they needed. Amen. The lesson to learn is you might not have much to give to your brother or sister. You might not have much in what you would think in natural eyes to give to anybody. But when you give what you have, when you give what you possess, when you give what you own over into the hands of Christ, he can do a great thing. Amen. He's going to take 5 barley loaves, and what we would think 5 barley loaves is, and he's going to multiply it in such a way to feed 5,000 people. So it's a good lesson to learn that we might not have much, But if we are willing to give what little that we have to the Lord, He will bless it. Amen.
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 And it's a powerful thought. It's when you give the right tools to the right person. For instance, if you give a basketball to me and I try to shoot in a hoop, I'm gonna miss. That is not my profession. If you give a basketball to Michael Jordan, he's gonna shoot and it's gonna go right in the doggone hoop every single time, probably. And the key is this: when we don't have it in ourselves, if we give it to the person that has the ability to make something happen, it's gonna happen. So the disciples didn't have it; they couldn't do it. So they handed it over to Jesus. And every situation in life, you must hand it over to the Lord. And so again, in verse 9, it says, "There's a lad which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many?" God can multiply like no one else. And Jesus says, "Make the men sit down. There is much grass in this place." So the men sat down, the number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed it to the disciples, and his disciples to them that were sit down, and likewise the fishes as much as they would. Now here we have decency in an order. Christ didn't have a buffet line. He said to have everybody sit down. Sometimes we have to be obedient and sit before God will do what he's going to do. So it says there was much grass, and he didn't have them sitting just on dirt, but they had a comfortable place, and there was enough, about 5,000. So it says Jesus took the loaves, and the first thing he did, once he took the loaves, he gave thanks to God. Give thanks to God for no matter what it is. If God gives you a fish, if God gives you a dollar, if God gives you anything, we always are always to give thanks to God. Praises go up, blessings come down. It says he distributed to his disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise the fishes as much as they would. Jesus gave thanks to God, but here, look at this. If it were me and you, and we do this sometimes Sunday at church, if I know there's not a lot of food in the back of the kitchen and there are a lot of people at church, I'll probably go back there and dip it out so that everybody can get what they need, or give everybody a little bit just so someone can get what they need. But this is not what happened here. It says the people took as much as they would, meaning Christ didn't say, "You here only take a little pinch, and you take a little pinch of this bread," and so on and so forth. When it's in God's hands, it's a never-ending supply. We learned that whenever the disciples would run out or need more, they would constantly give to the Lord. Out of Christ, this food came. Out of Christ, a miracle, this blessing came. And God's miracles are more than enough to satisfy the needs of the people that follow him. If he could take 5 little fish and some 5 loaves and some small fish and feed the multitudes, imagine what God can do. And you don't really have to imagine, just accept what God can do for your life. When you simply believe, and it says in verse 11, "And when he took the loaves, he had given thanks and distributed to the disciples, to them that were sat down, on likewise the fishes as much as they would." So he didn't tell the big people, sometimes like dudes, like, "Hey, let someone else get some."